Once upon a time, a hearty slab of limestone split off a high ridge of a mountain range and tumbled and bounced down, down, down the mountain, splintering and kicking up clouds of shale all the way down until it came to rest on a brilliant hard blue glacier. That's how the hero of this story was born.
Hi, I'm Rocky the Rock.
And I'm Lily, a frog. I live in a pond, and I love to tell stories. Thanks for dropping by the lily pad. Today's story is about a rock, and the hero of the story is here to help me tell it. Hi, Rocky.
Hi, I'm Rocky. I'm big and gray. I'm made out of limestone. I was born during the Ice Age on a glacier surrounded by saber-toothed tigers. The tigers moved fast, but I could only move as quickly as a glacier.
Which was pretty fast for a rock, right, Rocky?
Yeah.
The glacier Rocky landed on carried him away from his birthplace to a vast prairie. And then, with the waning of the Ice Age, the glacier melted and disappeared into the thirsty ground. Then, Rocky stayed put on the vast prairie for a long, 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 long time. The wind blew against Rocky. The rain fell on Rocky. The sun shone on Rocky, and his sharpest edges became smoother. Once, a family of hunter-gatherers set up a camp near Rocky, where they roasted and sliced and cured bison meat and pounded berries into the meat to make pemmican from it. When they left, Rocky wished he could travel with them, because nothing was quite as thrilling to Rocky as his first speedy descent down that mountain, and he longed one day to travel fast again. Rocky's wish came true one summer, when a forklift and a flatbed truck drove into the field where he was basking in the sun. The forklift moved Rocky onto the truck, and the truck carried Rocky onto the highway and all the way into a city full of gleaming glass buildings and speeding cars. The truck brought Rocky to a playground outside a school, and the forklift moved and deposited him at one end of a green, grassy field with several other large rocks. There were four big rocks in the playground for kids to climb on, counting Rocky. There was Balthazar. A Balthazar was a large piece of dark gray basalt, a serious rock that turned black in the rain. If we could see inside Balthazar, we would know, though, that he had at his center a cluster of brilliant green gemstones called olivine. Balthazar was right beside Rocky in the field. And there was feldspar. Feldspar was mostly pink with flecks of black and gray and a band of gleaming white quartzite that ran all the way through and around her so that she twinkled in the morning sun. Kids loved to climb her because she was very tall with several handholds and footholds perfect for dangling on and jumping off. Chocolate was the smallest rock, but the densest and heaviest by far. She was pure ironstone, worn smooth by a rushing river, with tiger stripes of rusty reddish all over her. She would get very warm in the sun, and because she was so smooth and warm, people and animals loved to lean against her. The rocks sat together at the end of the field, and every day the recess bell at the school would ring, and children would run out the doors.
"First one to the big rock wins!"
one would yell. And they'd race across the field until a child placed his or her hand on Rocky, or Feldspar, or Balthazar, or Chocolate, and hollered,
"I win!"
Those were great, exciting days for Rocky, and long after the school children were all grown up, and their children's 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 children were all grown up, and the school was long since gone, Rocky thought about how much he'd like to have a race across a field.
"Hey, Balthazar, Chocolate, and Feldspar,"
he said. "Yes, Rocky?"
"Let's have a race."
"A race?"
"Yes. The first one to a road to the side of a pebble wins."
"You're on, Rocky," said Chocolate. "You're on," said Balthazar and Feldspar. And so the race began. The cold winter frosts cleaved the rocks bit by bit by bit, so they were infinitesimally smaller each year. The rains and the winds eroded the surface of the rocks, so they were smoother and rounder and smaller each year, millimeter by millimeter, century by century, millennia by millennia, the race progressed. Eventually, the field turned to desert, and along eventually after that, bison returned, and with them, the native grasses and flowers. But millennia after that, the prairie the rocks stood on sank into the bedrock beneath and became a swampy bog, and moss and lichen began to grow on the rocks. And that's when the race really started zipping along. Chemical and microbial processes began to erode the rocks more quickly and to convert them into soil. 28 million years later, feldspar was no bigger than a pebble. I win! She cried, I win! Rocky was disappointed. He had hoped to win the race. But it was all in good fun, right, Rocky?
Yeah. Congratulations, feldspar,
said Rocky.
Okay, the first one to break down into tiny grains of sand and to be washed away to the ocean floor and then to be compacted and cemented into a slab of sandstone and to turn back into a big rock, wins.
You're on, said Feldspar, Balthazar, and Chocolate. Who will win? Only time will tell.
And 2 million years later, I won.
You won that race?
Yep, I did.
Thanks for telling us how this story ends, Rocky.
My pleasure. See ya.
Thanks for visiting the lily pad to listen to Rocky's story.
Bye for now.